Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty and Kelly Santer in the Southern Bancorp studio. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great friends of ours, a great place to take your family tonight for a wonderful meal. We've got a very interesting interview coming up later in the show. Brett Connerly will be our guest. He's a former baseball player that played for Corky Palmer and Scott Berry, and there's a family connection between Brett's family and Joy Lee McNellis, and we'll look forward to that conversation. Think you'll find that interesting later in the program. But first, we'll talk about some good news. We've got Brett Connerly on the phone. We've got Spencer Bridges on the phone with us, and Spencer is the Deputy Athletic Director at Southern Miss. And, Spencer, we're grudgingly letting go of baseball. I haven't completely let go. I'm having difficulty here. I'm getting counseling.
Yeah, you get what, two more sessions?
Two more sessions, and then I think I'll be able to let go of baseball. But I know you're already looking ahead because you guys are about to undertake, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but has there ever been two back-to-back home football games expected to draw bigger back-to-back crowds than Mississippi State and Jackson State this year?
Not that we're aware of, but obviously, you know, I'm not, every game's been researched to the full, but we're, you know, it's not just two games, it's three games in a row. Obviously, the first two are going to be highly acclaimed and highly attended, and we're excited about those two things to kick off this new era here at Southern Miss Athletics. But no, it's going to be a wild time and a good experience for all of us.
And then the third game is App State, is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Right, so that's, well, you know, from a scheduling standpoint, and kudos to Jeremy McClain, could you have found three more attractive football games to open your home football season with?
We've been looking forward to this for several years now, and obviously when the conference came out with their findings and their game attachments, App State being that third home game, it definitely puts a good slate for us to get moving forward.
Spencer, you guys are already meeting. I know that one of your colleagues that I talked to earlier today was saying that today there are meetings taking place to try to coordinate all these things that are going to happen back to back to back during the football season. So what sort of things, what sort of T's are being crossed and I's dotted at this point that would take us forward to those first three games?
Yeah, we're just making sure, obviously, we're buttoned up logistically, right? At the end of the day, you know, we're going to have an intake of people, a large amount of people we haven't had in a couple years, right? And we're making sure that, A, we could make it a positive experience, and I'm a big fan of the door-to-door model where you leave your garage, you come back to your garage, it's a positive experience, and that goes into the details of proper signage and proper communication ahead of time and encouraging folks, you know, really from Mississippi State, you know, it's 11 o'clock kick, come early, right? Because, you know, we only have so many gates, we only have so many scanners, we only have so many ways of entry. If you come 20 minutes before the kickoff, it's going to be a delay, right? So just ensuring our fans to get here early and come experience Hattiesburg as soon as possible, start tailgating for what is an early game. And obviously, Jackson State being at 6 o'clock, you know, gives a full day of experience for our fans. And once again, you know, we're making sure that fans know come early, we'll have programming ahead of time, and enjoy the atmosphere that we have here at Southern Miss.
When it comes to allotment of tickets for other schools, not necessarily just Mississippi State and Jackson State, but is that the home team's decision as to how many to allot to visitors, or is there like a set NCAA rule as the opponents will get a set number, X number of tickets?
you know, it varies, right? Obviously, conference has a policy in place that, you know, the visiting teams is X number amount. And obviously, if we have leftovers and they want to purchase additional, we have those one-off conversations depending on time of year and an opponent, what we're selling. You know, we can have some of those conversations. And then from a non-conference standpoint, it's traditionally contractual, right? And it varies game by game. And, you know, obviously, when you go to these multi-game series, we get so many, they get so many. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's game by game.
Is it public information as to how much Mississippi State and JSU will get for their students and fans?
I don't believe so at this point. It is.
Okay. So tell us, first of all, how ticket season ticket sales are going, because not only have we talked about these first three, but the magnitude of these first three, but obviously the beginning of the Charles Huff era.
Yeah, good. Ticket sales are going good. We're tracking really well. Obviously, you know, we're coming from 3-9 and 1-11, so we've got some climbing that we're doing, but we're doing well, right? And it's one of those things that, you know, we're going to start sending out a lot more communication of, if you want to guarantee you have access to Mississippi State and Jackson State and really App State and the rest of the season, you got to buy a season ticket, right? We're probably going to go on sale with single game tickets later in the summer, closer to August time frame, early August time frame, and, you know, we're really pushing season tickets hard and making sure fans understand that, like, we've got a lot of value here and it's a lot of opportunity to come to what is 7 home games and ensuring that they have the opportunity. But, you know, we want to give a single game opportunity it'll be staggered, right? Our donors and our season ticket holders will get first priority to those single game tickets, and, you know, there's a possibility that there may not be any left when it comes to public on sale. So we're really encouraging our fans to buy season tickets and move forward.
It's always bigger and better, it seems, no matter what you're trying to accomplish. So with that being said, are there new things for Southern Miss fans to expect as part of the overall game day experience this season?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity for us. You know, our entrance standpoint, we're continuing, you know, the way the team enters the field and how they enter the field, the mechanism they enter the field, we continue to fine-tune that and make sure it's an experience, you know, from the band starting to when the band ends and when we kind of kick off. Like, what's that time frame look like? And we continue to add elements and continue to do fun things there in a choreographed fashion to make sure that our fans are cued in and our team's ready to go, right? We continue to fine-tune that. You know, I can tell you for the first couple of games this year, we're going to offer a field level experience tent wise. You know, we did a soft kind of test at spring game where we had two tents in the field, invited some of our donors and tried it out. And we're going to have some of those for Mississippi State and Jackson State and maybe others, depending on sales. Really proving driving from all of our premium opportunities are sold out, right?
I guess maybe a little disappointment that the state game is at 11 o'clock when it comes to giving fans time to get on campus, tailgate, and really soak in the atmosphere of the opening of football season with, of all people, Mississippi State here. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, with every obstacle, there's an opportunity. And I think it's one of those things where we're going to be on ESPN prime time. We are, in essence, going to start off Saturday, the first Saturday of football, and be the first game out of the gate. So we're excited about that exposure, right? But, yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to be an early day for all of us, but, you know, what a way to start the year, you know, and obviously then the back half of the day is you can go celebrate the victory.
Actually, there is kind of – because personally, I like the early start because from a temperature standpoint, and people can argue this all they want, but the numbers don't lie, 11 a.m. is a lot cooler than 5 in the afternoon.
But a lot hotter than 6 o'clock at night.
I don't know if it is, Bob. I don't 11 o'clock.
You don't think it's going to be hot?
I didn't say that.
End of August, no, at 11 o'clock.
It will be cooler than it would be at 5 in the afternoon or 4 in the afternoon. So I'm saying from a tailgating standpoint, yeah, you know, cooler temperatures leading to the
kickoff.
Brett,
as you
I
can
like
see
it.
When I get through with my baseball counseling, we're going to get Kelly enrolled with someone that can teach him about summers in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, right? Do you think it'll be hot at 11 o'clock, Brett, on the opening day?
I think we're preparing to have a lot of water on site and be prepared, right? And it's one of those things, you know, I was told my first year last year that, you know, August, September games are going to be murder, and they were, you know, kind of mediocre last year weather-wise.
Yeah,
so
you never know.
I'm hoping for the best and preparing for the worst.
Yeah, you never know. One piece of unsolicited advice, please. Throughout the year, let the band play. Let the band get lots of time to play. And don't kill the band with loud music blaring between
here he goes,
between quarters. Let the band play, Brett. The band, what is a football game without the pride being there? Do you not agree that that is a big, big part of the atmosphere, the band and the Dixie Darlings and the cheerleaders and all of that?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that's unique to college football, right? That you still have band integrated. And obviously we want them, and had great conversations last year and this year thus far of, you know, how can we get you more engaged? How can we get you more involved? Good. How can we prepare you better for these, you know, reactionary sections and things that we have? But I will tell you, quite candidly, we did hire DJ Cujo. And, you know, he is coming to be part of our game day experience.
And real quick, Preston, before we let you go, really the golden ticket is parking, right? And you can't get that with single game day tickets. Season tickets, how can you get a parking pass with your season tickets?
Traditionally, it just depends on where, right? And, you know, if you're in those sections that have a little bit higher license, you're going to get better parking. Right, but if you want to go upper level, you still have options to get parking. You're just going to be a little further away. We have enough parking options for all our season ticket holders to date, and we're excited about offering that to them. And we still have room that we can fill. Right, we got a lot of parking around here, but we're going to lock that out and make sure that those fans with season tickets, to your point, have an opportunity to get parking. And yeah, season game is going to be tough.
Hey, Brett, we sure appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, and best of luck. I know you guys got a lot of work between now and the end of August, and we'll be visiting with you between that, if that's good.
Sounds like a plan. Help you guys.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Brett Connolly.
No, everybody. Spencer. That was.
Oh, Spencer Bridges.
Yeah.
What I call him. I guess I
Brett's
should write
next.
The first guest first and the last guest last, right?
Dyslexia is a terrible thing sometimes.
It is, but at least DJ Cujo is going to be at the game.
That's right. Mm.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Let me clarify that I want to thank Spencer Bridges for being on the show in the first segment. I have to write guests down in the order that we're receiving them, I think is probably the answer to that.
No worries. And see, a lesser professional would not have admitted that, Bob,
correct.
But because we're human and we make mistakes sometimes.
I don't know about the professional part, but I think I am human.
Well, I said it.
Yeah,
You didn't.
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the show, campusbookmart.net. Miss Kathleen, I never get her name mixed up. She's awesome. She'll be getting, I'm sure, football stuff in every day as we grudgingly let go of baseball.
Yeah, and that's nothing against football, y'all. Nothing against football. It's just baseball around here.
Yeah. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 U.S. 98 West in Hattiesburg. We strongly urge you to do business with those good folks. Building materials, supplies for your home, for your lawn, for your garden. Great staff, beautiful building. MCS Home Center, 7329 U.S. 98 in Hattiesburg. Glad to have Brett Connerly on the show. Brett probably can understand my reluctance to let go of baseball. He played both for Meridian Community College and the Golden Eagles, Meridian 98-99 for Corky Palmer and then Scott Berry. And then he's reunited with both at Southern Miss in 2000. So, Mr. Connerly, welcome to the show. I guess you can understand why I'm still kind of suffering from depression over the end of baseball season, can't you?
I can.
Meridian Community College and USM, such a unique tie, and very unusual that you played at both. Tell us about your journey from Hattiesburg High School to Meridian and then on to Southern Miss.
Well, to start, actually, Coach Palmer was the first one to talk to me in high school, and he was the head coach at Meridian then. When I left to go to Meridian, that was Coach Berry's first year as head coach, and that's when Corky had come down to Southern Miss. Through some former players from Hattiesburg High that I had played with, they had both gone Meridian, Danny Dossett and Joby Best. And that's kind of how I got to Meridian.
Now, Brett, you really, and make no qualms about the fact that you had a really unique relationship with Coach Berry, and he's like at the top of your Mount Rushmore of baseball coaches. What was it about you and Scott Berry that clicked?
At that time, when he was recruiting, he was recruiting me and my best friend, Trevor Speed. And that year is when Trevor got killed in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
But Coach Berry did something he didn't have to do. He continued to pursue me and talk to me, and not necessarily about baseball, just about life. And that's what made my decision to go play for him, because of something he didn't have to do.
And then the opportunity came along that you were able to reunite with him at Southern Miss. And even as you've gotten older, Scott Berry always comes up in conversations, and you're always the first one to tell everybody what you think of him.
Oh, yes. Coach Berry, I've always considered him like a second father. My father passed away 3 years ago, and Coach Berry was there. We've always kept in contact. He's been a really, really big male figure in my life ever since college.
And you also have a unique perspective in that your mother, Ms. Donna Stewart, was very close, one of the very dearest friends of Joy Lee McNellis, who obviously we lost earlier this
yes.
week. And so you've gotten perspectives from the baseball and basketball side. And I know, Brett, from talking to you, I don't want to dwell upon this, but your daughter now is playing basketball because of Joy Lee and the influence that she had on her.
I really think so. Since my daughter was very young, myself and my mother have taken her to the USM Lady Eagle basketball games. And just like Coach Berry did with me, Coach McNellis did some things she didn't have to do with Maddie, like every game would take her out on the court with her while they did the national anthem, while they were announcing the players, and she would have Madison standing right there beside her. And that went on for years and years, and I really think that because of Coach McNellis doing that is one of the main reasons Madison is going into high school this next year and going to play basketball.
I understand that you may be on your way here for the services of Coach. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Your thoughts while we have you on the phone, and, Kelly and I were actually talking about her before we went on the air, and we just both thought of her as a dear friend, and she was really a special connection between our show and our relationship with her. Your thoughts about Coach McNellis and the legacy that her life will lead for daughters like yours and for young women, that for many, many years played basketball for her.
And, Brett, if you get too emotional, man, we understand, okay?
Well, no, it's okay.
Okay.
It's part of life. She's not hurting anymore, and she's in a better place than we are,
right,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, you got that right.
But the way her tenacity and aggressiveness toward the game reminded me a lot of Coach Berry and Coach Palmer that a lot of kids don't get these days anymore. And I believe that the way they coached and the reason they were so tough and so hard is the reason – well, it's why I think of them the way I do, is because they don't only teach you the game, they teach you about life.
And Brett, the baseball. You know, go ahead, finish your thought there.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you. You've seen now Southern Miss baseball develop what it is, and obviously you and some of your teammates were the pioneers. You guys got this thing started rolling. What do you think now of where Southern Miss is baseball wise? It's amazing, isn't it?
Honestly, 100%. I believe it's because it is where it is because of Coach Berry. That's, you know, it didn't really start with us. I'll be 100% honest. We had a rough year when I was there. But once Coach Berry got there, you know, it was a year or two, and they were in the World Series. You know, to me, you know, he is the staple and the foundation for that.
Talk about Scott Berry as a coach. What did you learn from him as a baseball coach?
As a baseball coach, first and foremost, it was very intimidating playing for him because one of his nicknames, they call him Stonewall, and that's what he was. He was a Stonewall. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he probably killed me for saying that, but that's okay. But he wanted you to strive to perfection. However, if you were struggling, he would work with you. And that not only proved with the players and the way the program developed under him, but I can guarantee you I'm not the only person that ever played for him that still calls him and stays in touch with him because he teaches you more than the game.
Yeah.
He teaches you about life. And to me, that's what a coach is supposed to be, because a coach is not a parent because they're not biased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he treats you like a son.
Yeah,
you know, when you play for him, you are one of his kids. And you know, if you don't believe it, ask some of the other players. They will tell you that he will tell you, "Hey, I'm your daddy now."
And you know what the point that Brett makes, Bob, and of course, in this country that we live in, unfortunately, the divorce rate being what it is, there are lots of young men who don't necessarily have the influences of their father like they would like to have. So coaches don't necessarily want to have to play that role as a dad and a rule maker and a boundary setter, if you will. But that's what a lot of these coaches – is that fair to say, Brett?
Yes, that's very fair to say.
Yeah, and it's a shame, but lots of times coaches are thrust into that role, and guys are greatly appreciative because they want those boundaries. They want the discipline. They want to know what is expected, and to be held to those expectations.
So, Brett, I guess you're perfectly good with the fact that Coach is going to be put in the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame in the month of August. Well-deserved, is it not?
Yes. It should have been done years ago, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue about the greatness of Scott Berry. Not only what he did on the field, that speaks for itself, but those of us that are fortunate enough to get to know him personally, he's one of the kindest, best human beings I've ever met, Mr. Connerly.
Yes, by far.
Did he Did he just call you Mr. Connerly, Brett?
He did. I'm
trying to be polite to the guests.
I'm
trying to be polite.
You have to understand.
I'm trying to offset the way you treat guests.
But I've known Brett since he was 10 years old, okay, so it's a little bit different
for
me.
Yeah, Kelly was my all-star coach.
Yeah.
Is that right?
When I was young.
And you were still able to go ahead and play college baseball, huh?
It was because of that, Bob.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Kelly tells us all the time that he's responsible for all of y'all's success. But
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. But because I will say this, he was there at one point in time.
So you're not surprised to hear he takes credit for that, huh?
Oh no, not at all.
Hey, Brett, thank you for being on the show, man. We appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Brett Connerly, everybody. Former Golden Eagle baseball player.
Unique perspective, too. The ties to Corky, to Scott, and to Joy Lee through his mom.
Very timely. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Spencer Connerly and Brett Bridges. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just
kidding. I was going to say, we're going to take
I'm just kidding.
The Joe Biden School of Speech Reading.
You could have seen the look on Kelly's face right there. I'm just kidding, Kelly. 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour. It's a great place to have lunch. We enjoy it every time we go. Tomorrow, catfish Friday. We hadn't talked about that.
Yesterday was hamburger steak.
And, that's good.
And Booty and them had trivia last night. The Golden Tee machine was always real popular. And look, if you want to shoot a game of pool, there's not many places around town that you can do that. Well, 4th Street, you can.
Mm-hmm. And I love eating lunch there because you're eating with working men. That's what I like. I like to be in a restaurant during lunch with working blue-collar guys.
Oh, you say that, but
no, I do.
Just like a place where you can hammer a PBR.
Well, I like that too, but those guys are the salt of the earth, and I bet you they'll drink a damn PBR with you.
$11.95 for that blue plate lunch, and that includes your soft drink.
All right. Well, we appreciate everything at 4th Street Bar and Grill, and they're such a great part of our community. Kelly, while we're killing a little time here, I want you to explain to our audience, if you will, sir, about the 60th anniversary of Be Quick.
Okay, well, Be Quick is the Shell station at the corner of Highway 98 and Hegwood Road. And you're going, okay, wait a minute, where's Hegwood Road? If you're coming off of 98 to the Oak Grove Optimist Park to drop your kids off to play youth baseball, that's that Shell station right there. Well, if you stop in there and tell them you want your decal, they'll give you a Buffalo decal that you'll put on your window, on your bumper, wherever you want to put it. And then they've got spotters driving around town specifically looking for these bumper stickers. And if they find your car, spot it, they'll jot the license plate number down. Then they'll go back to the store. And you'll look on the TV screens behind the cashiers and see what license plates have been spotted. And then you go into a drawing for some really great prizes, including a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. A Royal Caribbean cruise, a Saints football experience, and who knows, you might even get to see a game that the Saints win this year.
Unrelated, and Kelly and I tell each other about stuff to watch on TV all the time. You got to watch the Netflix documentary, and this had nothing to do with Royal Caribbean. This was a Carnival ship.
Oh,
Poop Cruise.
Yes, I don't know that
the engine room caught on fire.
I just don't know that.
And they were stranded.
Yeah.
They were stranded in the Gulf for it was 8 days, I think, before they could tow the ship back to Mobile. Well, when there's no power on a cruise ship, guess what there's no power to run?
Yes.
That would be the toilets, Kelly. And so they were stuck for 7 days on a cruise ship with no air conditioning. They said it was so hot you couldn't possibly stay in an interior cabin.
Right.
So they were sleeping on the deck, and I won't get into the
gory details. Yeah, that's okay.
But it was not my idea of a cruise.
But again, that was not this company.
No. These two have that. I've been on Royal Caribbean ships. They're very, very nice. If you win a cruise for four on a Royal Caribbean ship from Be Quick, that is your lucky day.
Oh, you're not kidding. And it goes up through the end of July.
It's one of those days, okay. Kelly.
Where you hit the jackpot.
Yes, it's one of those days. So thanks to Be Quick. And to go by there and get your buffalo sticker. I think I'll do that anyway. I like buffaloes, having gone out west a lot. And buffaloes are just super cool animals. I'd like to have that on my car, I think.
What's the difference in a buffalo and a bison?
Nothing. They're the same.
Okay.
They just used to call them buffalo, and now they're bison.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the first time my wife and I went out, we were in Montana, and we were going to go up into the Yellowstone. And we stopped at two places that morning, and they're real friendly folks in Montana. And both times, is that a southern accent out here? Yes, sir, it is. Where are y'all from? We're from Mississippi. What are y'all doing out here? I said, well, we came out here to just take a road trip through your beautiful state, and we're fixing to go spend a couple of days in the Yellowstone. And both times they said, now remember, don't touch the bison. Don't touch him, Kelly.
And Miss Angela was disappointed she didn't get a glimpse of Kevin Costner?
Very. She still hasn't recovered from that. Yeah. She just knew he was going to pop up any minute.
No, it's just a TV show,
on
Angela.
One of the mountain sites.
It's just a TV show.
So anyway, Be Quick having their 60th anniversary. I really do appreciate them. As we do, Moe Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page. Enjoy a wonderful dessert. Tell Morgan that Kelly and Bob said to tell them hello. Kelly, you know, when we had our first guest on the show, and that would be Spencer Bridges was the first guest on our show, Kelly, not Spencer Connerly.
Good.
He made a great point. I don't know, and I've been following Southern Miss football for a long, long time, as you know. I don't recall there ever being three home games in a row that could conceivably draw such big. All right, you know Mississippi State's going to sell out, and I hate to say this. I hate to say this, but you're going to have some Southern Miss fans who probably won't go all year, but will be there because Mississippi State.
Right.
State will bring a lot of their folks. They'll bring as many as they can sell tickets. Same holds true for Jackson State.
For
sure.
They're
going to bring as many fans as they can sell tickets. And then if you're a football fan, it seems to me the most attractive of the first three games from a football standpoint might very well be Appalachian State and Southern Miss. You have opportunity to have three massive crowds to start the year.
And the thing about the App State game, obviously, is it's a conference game.
Correct.
So it's a good way for Charles Huff and them to get off, you know, on the right foot. But I understand when we were talking to Spencer, this has got to be a little nerve-wracking for the marketing department and so on at Southern Miss, because they do have the back-to-back-to-back weeks. So there is no time to catch your breath. And the thing about a game day experience, we as human beings in general tend to be negative. We remember the negative much more than we remember the positive, and we usually are willing to share our thoughts about negative things. So they want to make sure, particularly with those first two games, with the crowds they're going to have, that they give fans the least opportunity to gripe or complain about anything dealing with the game day experience. You remember last year, Bob, when tailgaters showed up for the first home game and there were signs that said, no tailgating in this spot, no tailgating in...
That went over well.
And there was lingering damage done,
right.
I think, to
right.
the Southern... The team itself just had an awful year.
Right.
But then when you begin the season with gaffes like that,
right.
It just makes it worse. So I know that they're already meeting, as today, in fact, they're meeting about ways that they can make sure that the game day experience runs as smoothly and as positively as possible for all fans.
It's a badly needed financial opportunity for the athletic department as well.
And it's not often when you look at the Southern Miss schedule, you talked about the first three, and all three of them big games, but seven overall.
Well, I don't remember the last time they were able to play seven home games.
And here's the question that I have, and I'm hoping the Southern Miss fans will respond. Sometimes it's tough to get seven Saturdays that you don't have something planned, particularly if you got kids playing soccer or fall baseball or softball or things like that, because people go, well, we'll go to these. If Southern usually has, what, four, five, maybe home games?
Right.
So that's not so – but seven, to be able to rope off your time for 7 weeks is – and I hope that Southern Miss fans will respond.
And here's an obvious question. That should be an advantage for Charles Huff, am I right?
It should be. Every home game should be an opportunity for you. But, again, they want to make sure that season ticket holders – are getting their parking passes, that Eagle Club members at the different levels, that they are accommodated, because the old adage that they might have my money, but I've got my story.
Yeah.
So if people have a bad experience, they're certainly, and it's not just Southern Miss fans, but anywhere where there's a bad experience, boy, they'll be glad to tell people about it.
And money rules, of course. But it is kind of a shame that State game is so early in the morning as opposed to a 6 o'clock kickoff where State and Southern fans will have an opportunity to tailgate. You know, when they were here the last time, they didn't play till 8 o'clock. That was a little late. But I was struck by just the warm relationship all across the campus between State and Southern Miss tailgaters. And kind of a shame, I think.
Bob, the 11 o'clock start, to me, all that means is instead of beer and other things in the afternoon, it would be Bloody Marys or mimosas. I mean, we're going to be tailgating. We're just going to be starting a little bit earlier than we
you
normally would.
You do understand
would.
You're not a normal person, right, Kelly? You do. That has occurred to you at some point in your life, right?
I can only speak through the eyes that I see through.
Correct.
And I'm learning that there are more people like me out there, Bob.
That's a really frightening thought, Kelly. Maybe we should call ICE.
Perhaps. Because we're going to need ICE in our cups.
U.S. Marshals or something of that nature.
This fall. Yeah. But, man, what a
great way to kick off the year. And kudos to Jeremy McLean for getting State here. And let me say this. Thank you to the Mississippi State Athletic Department. I mean, isn't that refreshing? Isn't that refreshing that one of the other colleges in the state would come here and play football and do a home-and-home deal, which is essentially what they've done? Message to the...
Playing some baseball, too.
Yeah, message up north. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense not to play these games because it's money for everybody.
I was just going to say, if it is about money, which the world goes around, right? Yeah. Money makes the world go around.
Keep the money in Mississippi.
It should happen. It should happen that way.
I agree.
For sure.
All right, we'll wrap up this edition of the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program down on Hardy Street. You know about them. Baseball, softball training. Really beautiful. State-of-the-art facility inside. Got a gift shop. A pro shop, I think they call it. Got all sorts of summer camps. All sorts of reasons for you to reach out to our really good friends at DBAT if you have a baseball or softball player in your family. Looking for a nice ride? Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful. Their new showroom is, too, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Thanks to Mr. Grubbs, to our good friend Kevin Mullins, and for all that the Genesis of Hattiesburg does for Southern Miss Athletics and, of course, for sponsoring our program. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it anytime you like on YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And in case you missed the show yesterday, I would encourage you to pull it up on the podcast, because I just thought some of the stuff from Jason Baker and the other guests that we had on the show, Kay James and one of Joy Lee's former players. You know, to me, Kelly, it was one of the best shows we've done, and I hope it was a fitting tribute to our friend Joy Lee McNellis.
I know lots of times people will say, what are you going to talk about for an hour? And it's not really an hour because of our commercial breaks, and we're so thankful to our sponsors. But when you have somebody like that, that like Joy Lee, who's going to leave the legacy that she has left, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We could have talked
a day or two more.
Yes.
I was thinking about her last night. I was just thinking about some of the funny moments that I've experienced between the three of us. You know, some of the funny things that were said both on and off the air. And it was just always so much fun to have her on the show. And when we would go to the Coliseum when they were doing the doubleheaders, and she would come up and, you know, sit with us, how much fun we always had with her.
And the thing about Joy Lee is that I could crack a joke that in many circles people nowadays would find offensive or whatever, but she understanding my heart,
Yeah.
And knowing that I would never do anything to.
I thought about that. I can remember her looking at you going, Kelly Sander.
But then she'd laugh.
Yeah.
Right? She's so,
such a wonderful person. Yeah. It's just going to take a while to get over the reality of her being gone, I think.
For sure. Yeah. And of course, tomorrow there'll be visitation at Temple Baptist Church, their main campus right here on Old Highway 11, and then services on Saturday. And I think it was Roy Scheider in Jaws that said they're going to need a bigger boat.
There's going to be a lot of people there.
I think even Temple might need a bigger church.
In fact, our first guest was driving down from another state, wasn't he?
When I talked to Brett Connerly earlier today, because again, I coached him when he was a kid, he said, you can bring up Coach McNellis, but he said, I can't guarantee that I'm not going to break down crying.
Right.
And I said, well, I appreciate your candor. Let's just see how it plays out. And he held it together.
And now that program is turned over to Missy Bilderback, who a young lady that we think is going to do a really good job with the Lady Eagle program. Don't you, Kelly? I anticipate a lot of success for her.
There's a lot of passion there. That's been the job that she has wanted, very similar to Joy Lee. This is the job I wanted.
Yeah.
So for Southern Miss fans who always appreciate somebody that wants to be here,
And, you know, both of those people were very sincere in saying that, as is Christian Ostrander. I have no doubt he's very sincere when he says this has been my dream job. What is it about this university that is so attractive? Because Christian Ostrander didn't go to school here, and I don't think that Missy Bilderback did.
Well, I can only speak from my perspective. And two of my college roommates, one is the radio voice of the Chicago Bears, and one is the television voice of the Minnesota Vikings. We all three went to Iowa State together. They're making seven-digit incomes.
And you're working with me.
Exactly. No, that's my point.
Okay.
Is because different things motivate different people. To me, quality of life is everything. Mm-hmm. Money doesn't motivate me.
That's
quality of life does. And I think a reasonable person understands and values quality of life. The fact that you don't have to lock your doors.
That's why my wife and I moved back down here when we sold our radio stations.
There you go. Yeah. And if you wanna get crazy, there's bigger cities that aren't far from here that you can do that. But when it comes to raising a kid, going to church, you know, valuing people who have your values, people who will mow your lawn if you're sick, they'll watch your dogs if you're out of town.
You know why I feel so fortunate to be here? Because my college roommate is doing 30 to 55 years at Parchman. And so I think I have it a lot better than he does.
So when he started looking at you kind of weird, Bob, you were glad?
I moved out.
and his affection for Cutco knives.
That and firearms. It was just a little alarming. And
you better hope this doesn't get back to him.
How he'd come in late at night with a bag full of money and a bunch of candy.
Yeah.
And it made you think he had visited a convenience store.
And when you asked him what his degree was, he said street pharmacy, which I thought was was unique.
And don't ask me again. Okay, I won't.
Right.
All right, that wraps up the show today. Patrick McGee's going to revisit us tomorrow. We're going to catch you up on New Orleans Saints. Heath Hinton has a big announcement to make, too, about
Big Gold Nation.
Big Gold Nation, and we want to make sure that Southern Miss fans are aware of that. And who else knows who may drift in the building while we're on the
Well, way. We all love the Eagles, Bob, that's for sure.
No question. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.